Welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Armin Army Rosh Hashanah. Nishmas Maris Esther, Bas Rip Shmuel, Schus Yidid Nafshi, Daniel Banner, Bracha Vatzlacha, Bachol Maase Yadav, Perak Aleph, Psukim Tezvav, Tezayin, Veomer Melch Mitzrayim, Lomi Aldus Ivrios, Asher Shema Achas Shifra, Veshem Hashenis Pua, Veomer Bialdechem Es Ivrios, Risa Malav Naim, Im Benhu, Vahamiten Oso, Veim Bashi, Vichaya. So the king of Egypt said to the Mialdos, to the midwives, who were Ivrios, who were Hebrews, one of them was named Shifra, and one of them was named Pu'ah. Today we have a lot of Shifras walking around, not so many Pu'ahs. I happen to like both names. And he said to them that when you help the women give birth, these Hebrew women, and you see on the birth stool, if it's a son, then kill the baby. And if it's a daughter, then let the baby live. The Malbim is omed on the Kefal Lashon. It says in Pasuk Tesvav, Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim to the Mialdos Ivrios, one of them was Shif, one of them was Puah. Vayomer, and he said, when they give birth, see if it's a boy or girl. But you already said Vayomer once. Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim, he said to the Mialdos Ivrios, whose name was Shif and Puah. So what's the second Vayomer? He said to them, "Bialdechem es Ivrios," but we have an extra vayomer in Pasuk Tezayin. Doesn't belong there. There's only one amira. So what's the second amira? That's the kasha of the Malbim. So we're going to go in the derech of Moreinu Rabbeinu Agon Agadol, Rav Yitzchak Manzatzal, who gives as kedarko b'kodesh a very deep, complex halachic analysis. So the Maharsha writes in Sanhedrin and Chesam and Beis and the Gemara and Sota, it says Arisa Malav Nayim. You'll see on the birth stool. And he gave them a simon. You know how you know when a woman is giving birth? If it's going to be a boy or a girl that's going to come out? It's very simple. If his face is down, said Pyro, then it's a boy. And if it's a girl, then her face is going to be up. Panav lamata, ben. Panav lamala. If the face is up, then you know that it's going to be a girl. So he gave them this. So he gave them this sign so that they could see if face is down, it's a boy. If face is up, it's a girl. Terrific. That's the Maharsha. That's the Gemara. So the Maharsha says that Paro knew. So he asked, "What do you need a simon for? What do you need a simon for? Just look, you know, there's a way of determining whether it's a boy or a girl without just seeing the face, whether the face is up or down, right? We have other biological signs on the child himself, the baby himself, whether it's a boy or a girl, kayadua. So, says the Maharsha, a famous Maharsha, it's quoted in a lot of his farm, that Paro knew that they're not going to kill the newborns. Once the baby is born, they're not going to kill the baby. Because by Gimel Averos, and one of the three cardinal sins is Ritzicha Yarek Bal Yavor. Virak by Yosan Ubrim, only when they are fetuses, that only a Ben Noach is killed for killing a fetus. And that was abortion, for abortion. Only a Ben Noach is killed. But a Yisrael, if you have a Jewish, it's better for a Jewish, halachically, for a Jewish doctor to do an abortion than a Goyish doctor. A Goyish doctor is Chayiv Misa for an abortion. A Jewish doctor is not. It's not a mitzvah for the Jewish doctor either. But the punishment for the Ben Noach is worse. So Bnei Noach are killed for Ubrim, for killing fetuses, for committing abortion. So therefore, Paro said, very simple, kill them before they're born. And therefore, you have to know before the child comes out if it's a ben or a bas. Because in other words, these are Ivrios. These are Jewish midwives. And since they're Jewish midwives, so they have a din of Yisrael. So Paro knew that once the child comes out, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late once the child comes out. They're not going to kill the baby. Because once the baby is born, They'd rather die than kill the baby. But before the baby is born, since they have a din of Yisrael, they have a din of a Jew, so therefore what's better? It's better to, for them, to kill the baby while it's still a fetus. And that's not Yehar Gval Yavor. So therefore he gave them a simon. You should know, even before the baby comes out, whether it's going to be a boy or a girl, and therefore, since you're Jews, it's not Yehar Gval Yavor for you to kill the fetus, so kill the fetus. I ain't Shem the Maharsha, I ain't the Sefer Ravid Zav, I ain't the Torah Tamima, who asked, since before Matan Torah they had a din ben Noach, la'akopanim l'chumra, so they were also Musar al Arbar al Ubrim. So what did Paro help? According to the Maharsha. The Maharsha is learning that they had a din Yisrael, but it's not true, they also have a din ben Noach. So mitzad Yisrael, they could kill the Ubar rather than be killed. But now mitzad ben Noach, they have to die first. And they also have a din ben Noach, hakopanim l'chumra. Now when it comes to b'nei Noach, we paskin, in Sanhedrin Ayin Ches, the Rambam, Perakil, Mechuzlach, Melech HaBeis, that a ben Noach is not mitzubah al-kiddush Hashem. Nevertheless, l'gabe ritzicha, that with regard to a Jew, we see that Yehar Gval Yavor, why? Because of his svara. What's the svara? Who says your blood is redder? Maybe the potential victim's blood is redder. So the Parashas Drachim writes that this svara also applies to Bnei Noach. And therefore, Beritzicha al Kolpanim, Yehar Gval Yavor. When it comes to Ritzicha, redder die than be over, even for a Ben Noach. Normally, Ben Noach has a mitzvah kiddush Hashem. So they don't have to die rather than be over on one of the big three. When it comes to Ritzicha, they do, because that's a Svara, who says your blood is red, or maybe the other person's blood is red, and therefore they have to die, I'll be the Svara. So we can say that the whole Svara of my Chazis is only with regard to a Yalut, to an already born child. But Klape, an Ubar, Klape, a fetus, the blood of the Yalut is redder. And there's no Svara of my Chazis, because your blood is Taka redder, because you're already a living person. And this is just a fetus. So maybe then it's Mutter. But this is all b'bnei Noach, that's only also mikoach svara. But by Yisrael, that in Sefer Chedush Reb Chaim Alevi in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah proves, b'das HaRambam, that it's aser to kill someone else rather than be killed oneself, even if there's no svara of my chazis. V'hu adin ba'averus v'tzicha she'ne nitches m'pnei pikoach nefesh, k'mavur b'kesef mishnah b'parakas m'yisori HaTorah, so the Kesef Mishnah teaches us that the Aveira of Ritzicha is not pushed away because of Pikuach Nefesh, which means that if the Goyim say there are 10 Jews, and they say, give us one and we'll kill this one, and if not, we'll kill you all. So if they give him over, they're causing this person to be killed. That's Ritzicha. But anyway, this person's going to be killed, because now they're all going to be killed. So why don't you save your life and be over on the Yisur of Ritzicha? By being over, by passing this guy over, they'll be saving their lives. And anyway, this person's going to die. So you see, you're not allowed to do that. So from that, a Yisod, that the Aveir of Ritzicha isn't pushed away because of Pikuach Nefesh, even if it means saving their lives. And Rashi writes in Sanhedrin that what's the Svar of my Chazis? Svar of my Chazis is that the only heter to save yourself rather than doing Avera rather than die is because a soul of a Jew is very precious in the eyes of God. But if anyway the soul is going to be taken, then there's no reason to be matir. Right, if it's Reuven's told either kill Shimon or I'll kill you. So normally you're allowed to be over an Aveira in order to save your life. But that's only to save a life. Here anyway someone's going to die. So what heter is there to be over in the Aveira? And then this would apply to any Aveir of Ritzicha, when anyway somebody is going to die, one is not allowed to be over an Avera in order to save oneself. And if so, this is discussed by Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal in the Ber Miriam and Chelek Beis, in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, one of the most amazing Sfarim ever written, maybe the best Sefer ever written on Hilchos Malachim of the Rambam in the last few hundred years. So, if that's the case, whereby an Ubar it's also considered Ritzicha, like Reb Chaim Alevi writes, and this is discussed, we've had many Shirim on this, numerous Shirim, and it's discussed at length by Moreno Rabbeinu in the Ber Miriam Chelek Gimel, Perek Tes, Halacha Dalid, that even by an Uber there's an Aveir of Ritzicha. So if that's true, everything we just said, Adarabba, Midin Ben Noach, it should be Mutter. Why? Because it's only a Svar of my Chazis. The Svar of my Chazis doesn't apply to an Uber. What do you mean? Maybe the Uber's blood is redder. Maybe your blood is redder. How can you say your blood is redder? Maybe the Uber's blood is redder. No, but your blood is redder than the Uber's blood, because this is only an Uber, it's only a fetus, and you're a person. So as far as in Shaykh to a Ben Noach. Mashen Kein Eitzel Yisrael, Midin Pikuach Nefesh, there's no heter, because there's no heter of Averus Ritzicha by Yisrael. To save one's own life, one's not allowed to be over in the Aver of Ritzich in order to save one's own life, like the Reb Chaim understands in the Rambam, that even by an Ubar, if not for the fact that he was a Rodev, it would be usher to kill the Ubar in order to save the mother's life, because one's not allowed to be over in the Aser of Ritzicha in order to save someone else for Pikuach Nefesh. So this is all by a Jew, that by a Jew one would have to die first rather than kill the Ubar, but by a Goy where all you have is the Svar of my Chazis, because the Jew works even without the Svar of my Chazis, as the Rishonim and Achronim explain, because you're now allowed to be over in the Isser of the Aveir of Ritzicha, even if it means saving your life. But by a Ben Noach, that all we have is the Svara of my Chazis. Normally a Ben Noach is not allowed to save his life in order by killing someone else because of my Chazis. But here, where my Chazis doesn't apply, the only reason that the guy has to give up one's life before killing someone else is because of the Svara of my Chazis. But here my Chazis doesn't apply because by an Ubar, Taka, your blood is redder because it's only an Ubar. So while it's Ben Noach, they should be able to save themselves, a Ben Noach would be able to save himself by killing an Ubar. So now we can say, based on the Derech of the Marsha, but in a different ofen, in a different way, that it's known that there's a big Arichus in the Sifrei Achronim, that Yisrael, before Matan Torah, they were machmiran themselves, Kedin Yisrael. But it's only L'chumra, and it's not L'kula. And to allow oneself to be killed, Midin Yaharik Val Yavor, if he's not an absolute Jew, it's a kula and it's usser. Because to let oneself be killed is also usser, and that's a kula. So if you say that I'm a Jew, and that would mean you dying, not you, that would mean the person dying, that's a kula, and that's usser. Before Matan Torah, one's not allowed to say one's Yisrael if it means one dying, because you're saying Yisrael is on l'chum and not l'kula. And it's a kula to allow oneself to die. Just laharog yelud. What about killing a fetus? So when it comes to killing a fetus, even Midin Ben Noach it's Aser. Even a Ben Noach is not allowed to kill a fetus. So mitzad that you're Yisrael, you're not allowed to kill the fetus. Mitzad that you're a Ben Noach, you're not allowed to kill the fetus. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk Vayomer, the first Vayomer, he said to the Mialdos Ivrios. In other words, first he's talking Klapei the din of the Ivrios. And what is he telling the Ivrios? He's saying, listen, I want you to kill the fetus when it's still a fetus, and not after it's born. Why? Because to kill the noladim, even mitin ben noach is aser, because once the baby is born, we have a svar of maichazis, and the svar of maichazis applies even to b'nei noach. That's only once the baby is born. But when it's still a fetus, then there's no svar of maichazis, because a living, viable human being is more chashuv than a fetus. So there's no svar of maichazis. So mitin ben noach, make sure you kill the fetus while it's still a fetus and not after it's born. And that's Midin ben Noach. So first he's relating to them as Ivrios, and he's saying to them as follows. You Ivrios, anyway you're not allowed to kill once the baby is born. V'hein midin Ivrios, v'hein midin b'nei Noach. And the Melech Pashat that they said to him, they're not going to kill the babies. They'd rather die. That's the first pasuk, Vayomer Lehem. Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim lo mi'aldos Ivrios. He said to them, mi'aldos Ivrios. What did he tell them? That they're Ivrios. Oh, you're Ivrios. So klapa your shame, Ivrios. You're not going to kill born babies, because even Mitzad Ben Noach you're not allowed to kill the born baby. Because even Mitzad Ben Noach you have the Svar of Maichazis. And certainly Mitzad Ivrios. And you're going to die first. And here you have the Svar of Maichazis. So we'll apply across the board to you as Ivrios and even to you as B'nai Noach, that once the baby's born, you're not going to kill the baby and you're going to die first. And then maybe even they said, yeah, we'll die first. So first he's talking to them as Ivrios, the Maman of Shech Bein Kappa Ivrios, and even if you're B'nai Noach, you're not going to kill the baby once it's born. And then that's then comes the second Vayomer. Vayomer Bialadchem Esa Ivrios. So the second Vayomer is telling them to kill them while they are still Alov Naim, when they're still Ubrim. And then Midin Ben Noach, it's going to be Mutter, and there's going to be no Din of Yeharik Val Yavor. Why is there no Din of Yeharik Val Yavor? Because here you don't have the Svar of Maichazis. Here you don't have the Svar of who says that the baby, your blood is redder, maybe the baby's blood is redder. The answer is no. It's a fetus. And your blood is taka redder. Your blood is taka more red. So if he's telling them that Kalpei Ben Noach, Midin Ben Noach, first he's talking to them as Ivrios. And he says, right, Mitzad Ivrios, you're not going to kill the baby once the baby's born. But if Yaledchem is Ivrios, Rizim Alef Naim, when these women give birth, and you see, is it going to be a boy or a girl, kill the baby while it's still a fetus. Because Midin Ben Noach, it's Mutter, because there's no Svar of Maichazis. Because your blood is redder, you're still alive. And since you're B'nai Noach, you shouldn't be killed. And don't say, no. We're Yisraelios l'chumra. We're Yisraelios l'chumra. So therefore we're going to die first. The answer is no, that's a kula. To die first is a kula, because what did we say? We said that for Yisrael, to kill an uber, it's an avera of ritzicha. So since it's an avera of ritzicha, it's Yaharik Val Yavor. As we see in Reb Chaim, even by an uber, there's an avera of ritzicha. So it's Yaharik Val Yavor. So again, if a Ben Noach kills a fetus, he's Chayv Misa. But if a Ben Noach kills a fetus to save his life, then he's fine, because a Ben Noach has no din of Kiddush Hashem, and there's no Svar of Maichazis. But a Jew, if he wants to kill an Ubar, so he's Taka Chayv Misa, as Reb Chaim understands, because it's Ritzicha. It's an Aveira of Ritzicha, it's Yaharik Val Yavor. Better he should, I don't know if he's Chayv Misa, but it's Yaharik Val Yavor. He should die first. No, the Beis Din isn't going to kill him, but he should die first. Why? Because in Aver of Ritzicha, and the Aver of Ritzicha, one is not allowed to be Doch the Aver of Ritzicha in order to save one's life. So here, you're in a Matzav where if they go by Din Yisrael, then they should taka die, because in order not to be over the Aser of Ritzicha, in order to save their lives. So let them say, we're Ivrios, we're Yisraelios l'chumra. And the answer is no, it's a kula. Because then they're going to be dying. And dying is a kula, because it's against halacha to die. Stam, to cause yourself to die. So that would be a kula. So you're not allowed to be a Yisraeli. So you, all you then have is a din of Bnei Noach. If you have a din of Ben Noach, then kill the Uber in order to save your lives. Then you're allowed to do it. It's permitted now. Because there's no Svar of Maicha. There's no din of Kiddush Hashem. So therefore, Alts Bnei Noach, that's the second Vayomer. The first Vayomer is, I know you're not going to do it once the baby's born because you're Ivrios. Whether you're Ivrios or Bnei Noach, you're not going to kill the baby either way. So first he's talking to them primarily as Ivrios. And then he turns around and he says, what about as Bnei Noach? As Bnei Noach, you're allowed to kill him Alo of Naim. While the fetus is still a fetus. And on that it says in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vatirena Mialdos is Elohim Belosu Kasher Dibrele Melech Mitzrayim. The Mialdos feared God, and they didn't do as the king of Egypt had told them to do. In other words, even Midin Ben Noach, the Parshas Drachim discusses that maybe they can be Moser Atzmim Lariga, even if there's no Din of Yarek Valyavur. So they said, you know what? You know what? Let's die L'chumra, as a Ben Noach. Because the Parshas Drachim says maybe a Ben Noach is allowed to die even if there's no Din of Yarek Valyavur. So Parah said, listen, as far as Ben Noach goes, there's no Yarek Valyavur. And the Nashima Ivrios, they said, you're right. Meikar Adin, we have to follow the Din of Ben Noach. But Ben Noach is allowed to be Machmeran himself. A Ben Noach is allowed to be Machmeran himself to die even if there's no Yarek Valyavur. And they didn't listen to Melech Mitzrayim. And here, certainly, by a Jew, there'd be a din of Yarek Valyavur. So he said, listen, as far as Bnei Noach goes, we're Bnei Noach, so we want to be Machmir and die. And we want to do so because the Yisrael would have to be Machmir, Yisrael would be Chayv here, Yarek Valyavur. So there's certainly room for our Chumrah. When anyway, L'Chumrah, we have a din of Yisrael. So you're right, Midin Yisrael, you're now allowed to die because then a Kula comes out. But Midin Ben Noach, since here they have a din of Ben Noach, after Din Ben Noach, they're allowed to be machmer in themselves and die for the Uber. So that's all if they have a din of a Ben Noach. So Ben Noach, they say they want to be machmer in themselves. So as far as their Din Ben Noach is concerned, they could be machmer on themselves and die. And what about as far as their Din Yisrael goes? So Yisrael, Taka here, has a din of Yarek Valyavur. The only thing is that as far as the Yarek Valyavur goes, so if they're only Yisraelios L'chumra, then a kula is going to come out because they're going to be dying against halacha. So then how are they allowed to die in the tzad that they're Yisraelios? They're doing an avera. Tzad ben Noach, it's gevaldik. What about mitzad that they're Yisraelios? So apparently they're understanding that they have a din of Bnei Noach taka. And that's how they're allowed to do it. They're machmer, it's their din ben Noach. And since they have a din of ben Noach, and this is anyway something that if they were Jews, legamre Jews, 100% Jews, they would have to die rather than kill the Ubar. So while it's ben Noach, they're going to die rather than kill the Ubar, they're going to be machmer themselves. And that's what it says, that they feared God. So the question is, one might ask, did Parah have all this lamdus in mind? And did the Mialdos have all this lamdus in mind? Maybe not. But the Torah writes it because the Torah knows that's the emes. Avagav diyulo chazli mazlayu chazi. There's a level that people say things and do things that are higher than their level of rational faculties. So this is a question that one can always ask, and people do ask. When discussing, he was going lefi the sheet of the Shach and against the Taz, and he was following the... So whether they learn Shach and Taz thousands of years before the Shach and Taz are born is obviously quite a question, but it's written in the Torah, and the Torah is Emes and the Torah is Netzach, so therefore the Torah is telling us this whole that Al Pi Emes, this was the argument, whether they were aware of it or not. And it could also be, sometimes one can argue that on some level they were. Maybe they wouldn't have couched it in the same exact terms that we couch it, but that was basically their logic, because we're dealing here with life and death situations. So maybe they're thinking to themselves, yeah, inachinami. Like we see the maskana, what was their maskana? Their maskana was, yeah, we're risking our lives, but we'd rather die than kill a fetus. Even though we're worth more than a fetus, just a fetus, and we're live human beings. But they wanted to be machmer on themselves. So there's more to add to this mahalach. So I'm hoping that in the next shiur, we will see that, and we'll see Nefilos Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.